Easter, Week 6, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing to Jesus, his the sceptre, his the throne. Alleluia, his the triumph, his the victory alone. Hark, the songs of Holy Sion thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus, out of every nation, hath redeemed us by his blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, he is near us, faith believes, nor questions how. Though the clouds from sight received him when the 40 days were o'er, shall our hearts forget his promise, I am with you evermore? Look for the things of heaven, not for the things which are upon this earth. Alleluia. Psalm 48. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight, I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom, or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Look for the things of heaven, not for the things which are upon this earth. Alleluia. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. Psalm 48 continued. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success, yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light any more. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. Alleluia. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might, and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. He is the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. Set yourselves close to him, so that you too, the holy priesthood that offers the spiritual sacrifices which Jesus Christ has made acceptable to God, may be living stones, making a spiritual house. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going, because unless I go, the Advocate will not come. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going, because unless I go, the Advocate will not come. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, who, by his resurrection, strengthens his people in hope. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Lord Jesus, from your opened side there poured out blood and water. Cleanse the church, your bride, from every stain of sin. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Good Shepherd, risen from the dead, you gave to the Apostle Peter the care of your flock. May Pope Benedict be ever strengthened in charity and zeal. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Beside the Lake of Galilee, you directed your disciples to a great catch of fish. Direct the work of your disciples today, and give them your abundant blessing. Ever-living Christ, hear us. On the shore of the lake, you prepared food for your disciples. Help us to find your joy in caring for others. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Jesus, the last Adam, life-giving Spirit, conform the dead to your likeness. Make their joy complete. Ever-living Christ, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, grant your people constant joy in the renewed vigour of soul. They rejoice because you have restored them to the glory of your adopted children. Let them look forward gladly in the certain hope of resurrection. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.